Most farmers, especially graziers, rely on grass and maintain it in some respect, whether it's for stopping erosion or feeding livestock or whatever it might be. But who's checking the condition of the pastures underwater? Seagrass, vitally important for juvenile fish that will eventually be caught by commercial wreck fishers, plus for sequestering carbon. I'll tell you what, the dugongs, they need the seagrass as well. North Queensland Bulk Ports has a partnership with JCU where scientists monitor around 30,000 hectares of seagrass around North Queensland Bulk Ports. Senior marine scientist from James Cook University, Dr. Paul York, told our ABC Tropical North rural reporter Melanie Groves that seagrass has been on the improve since taking a pretty big hit during Cyclone Debbie.
So we're not in the water anymore, so we use two different techniques. So the shallow areas around the coast that are down to about 5 metres in depth, we use a small boat that can get into the shallow areas, and we've got a live feed video camera on a frame. And we'll go to a site and we'll drop the camera over the side until it gets to the seafloor, and we'll assess the habitat on the seafloor, whether there's seagrass there or not, or what other things are growing. We'll drop that camera three times within that site, which is about a 10 metre area. And then we'll move on and we'll do roughly about 350 sites along the coast during our survey. That goes from about just south of Hay Point to Mackay. And then for our deeper water surveys, anything that's below about 10 metres in depth, we've got a larger vessel where we tow a sled that, again, has an inline video camera. And that sled will, at each site that we go to with the sled, will tow the camera along the bottom for 100 metres and record anything that's on the bottom. And then we'll go back to the office in the lab and analyse all that video and work out what's on the bottom. And then we'll collate it all in the next couple of months, and we'll map all the seagrass in the area and produce a report to the North Queensland Bulk Ports on the status of seagrass for the annual survey monitoring.
And while it's obviously early days, you haven't had a chance to have the footage assessed or anything as of yet. Do you have any ideas of how it's going? Are you able to tell what you've found at this early stage?
Yeah, so the seagrass seems in fairly good condition this year. So we found a lot of seagrass out around the islands at Keswick and some bees, and while the guys were doing the surveys out there, there were lots of turtles popping up, so turtles love to eat seagrass, so that's a good sign that there's healthy seagrass and healthy food for all the turtles out there. We also found some nice seagrass meadows off in the deep shore off Mackay, and we found some nice coastal meadows down around Dudgeon Point. They're the main areas where we find most of the seagrass in this region.
And you've already mentioned turtles, but when people say seagrass, I definitely think of dugongs, which obviously love a bit of seagrass as well. What are some of the other animals? What kind of ecosystems rely on seagrass around the Mackay region?
Okay, yeah, so turtles and dugongs are two of the main things that people think of. Dugongs basically eat seagrass, that's all they eat, so they rely heavily on seagrass. And we've actually, a few years ago, we saw a dugong when we were doing our survey down at Dudgeon Point. But seagrasses are also really important for many other animals. They're a particularly important habitat for juvenile fish. They use seagrass as a habitat, including prawns and emperors and a lot of species that grow up to be commercially and recreationally important. And seagrass also performs a lot of other ecological functions. So it's very good at sequestering carbon. So basically they're the only marine flowering plant that lives under the water in the marine environment, and they need photosynthesis to grow, so they're sequestering carbon out of the atmosphere in the water column, and they're storing it in their sediments. And it's been estimated they're 40 times more efficient than tropical rainforests at storing carbon. So they're really important now in the fight against rising CO2 emissions and climate change. And they're also really good at stabilizing the seafloor. Their roots and rhizomes will hold the sediment together, so they're very good at preventing coastal erosion. There's a lot of very important functions that seagrass performs for the environment.
And talking about the overall project, tell me a little bit about the connection between JCU and the North Queensland Bulk Ports. I think when you talk about ports, lots of ships coming in and out. Do the ports have much of an impact on the seagrass?
So the ports have been really proactive in monitoring the seagrass around all North Queensland Bulk Ports, around their four main ports of Hay Point, Mackay, Weeper and Abbott Point. And JCU ICU have been in a partnership for the last 25 years monitoring seagrass and other ecosystems around the port. And the monitoring down here of the seagrass has been going since 2004, so they're providing a service, like a very important service of monitoring the seagrass, and the information that we get from this feeds into regional report cards around seagrass health for the Mackayward Sunday region and also into the broader Great Barrier Reef and Queensland seagrass status. So ports can impact seagrass. So obviously, coastal development can have a direct impact. So when you're building a port, if you're removing the seagrass habitat, then that's obviously detrimental. And, yeah, so also ship movement can potentially cause a little bit of turbidity, but where the ship passage is, the channel there is quite deep, so it's not causing a lot of turbidity. So it's not having a major, we haven't found a major impact of the port during our survey over the last 15 years now.
Dr. Paul York from James Cook University, currently in Mackay region, monitoring around 350 seagrass sites from Hay Point right up Pioneer River, including around St. Bees and Keswick Islands. So, welcome to town, Dr. Paul York. What about that seagrass surveys? It's just, we live in a changing world, don't we? Because once upon a time, ports would never check those sorts of things, going back a number of decades, but that's not how it works these days. 7:45 on ABC Tropical North.